Yeah, very interesting letter. It's a Tavshin Lamed for Pesach. But the Rebbe goes into that there is different ways to look at people. One way is that every person is a person for himself, and every person has to take care of himself. Another way is we're part of society, and we have to, can't think about ourselves. We have to think about society. So it's always a question: do you focus on the Yochid? Do you focus on the Tzibur? And then there's the Torah. The Torah always is the middle way. The middle way. The hardest way is always just the middle way. And you focus on both. You have the Yochid and the Tzibur. And it's not a contradiction. And this is brought out very strongly in the Korban Pesach. Pesach is the birth of Am Yisrael. And by the birth of Am Yisrael, we bring a special Korban called the Korban Pesach that brings out this idea. There's Korbanos, which is a Korban Yochid. And there's a Korbanos that are Korban Tzibur. The Korban Pesach is a mixture of both. On one hand, you have to be monoi on the Korban Pesach. You have to be appointed on it. If you weren't appointed, you can't eat from the Korban Pesach. Other Korbanos, you could come and eat even if you weren't appointed. Even Korban Yochid, if he wants, he could share it with other people. The Korban Pesach is only for the people that were appointed, that were lumnuyov.
Registered.
Otherwise, you're not part of the Korban Pesach. That means mamish Yochid. On the other hand, all the Yidden brought the Korban Tzibur at the same time. It was a Korban Tzibur in a certain sense, because all the Yidden brought it together in the Azara. The whole Klal Yisrael was there, okay, in three groups, because you couldn't fit at once, and everyone brought it at once. So it's very confusing. Is this a Korban Tzibur or is a Korban Yochid? This brings out what Klal Yisrael is about. We're about a Yochid and a Tzibur at the same time. So the Rebbe explains the same thing as Menegeya, the Geula Hasidah is going to be similar to Yitzias Mitzrayim. All the other Geulas weren't a Geula for everybody. In the Geula of Bavel, Pores, Moda, Yovan, some Yidden still remained in Golos. Even after the Geula of Bavel, we went up to Eretz Yisrael, by the second Pesach Mikdash, there were a lot of Yidden that remained in Bavel. Not everyone went up to Eretz Yisrael. Yitzias Mitzrayim, every Yid got out of Mitzrayim. It says, Binoreinu, Biskeneinu, Bimoneinu, Bivnisenu. It's very interesting. The Rebbe always says by the Sichas, the Rebbe always finishes off. Binoreinu, Biskeneinu, Bimoneinu, Bivnisenu. What's the Rebbe saying? When you learn this letter, you understand. Because all the other Geulas, there were people left in Golas. It was Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kimet Seis Chomer Tzarim Arendu Flois and the Geula Asida that's unique. That every Yid will come out of Golas. We're not going to leave one Yid in Golas. This brings out that the Klal is connected to the Yochid. Yeah, Klal Yisrael will have a Geula. Okay, there'll be a few people behind. In Yiddishkeit, there's no such a thing as the Klal. It goes together. The Tzibur and the Yochid go together. The Tzibur will only have the Geula when every Yochid has a Geula. And so too the other way. That every Yochid could bring the Geula for the Klal too. The Geula of the Klal is dependent on the Geula of the Yochid. The Rebbe says when we get out of our Golus Pnimi, our own personal Golus, that Geula will bring the general Geula for the whole Klal Yisrael. Every person's personal Geula could bring the general Geula. So in Klal Yisrael, the Yochid is connected to the Tzibur. The Tzibur is connected to the Yochid.